Caltrans continues work on the Willits Bypass project, and upcoming construction will close roadways in the area and impact traffic heading along Highway 101. Work on the 101 begins today, and there will be intermittent closures of the highway just south of Willits. Travelers can expect up to 10-minute delays during the work hours from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. through September. Also a reminder that Caltrans is resurfacing Highway 101 from the Eureka Slough bridges to the overpasses in Arcata. That will happen this week through next Tuesday, the 20th. Traffic will be restricted to one lane from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. each night, with alternating closures of the off-ramps along the route. Fire officials commanding the Butler Fire held a public meeting Tuesday night at Forks of Salmon Community Hall to update residents on the fire that has now burned more than 10,000 acres and stands at 20% containment. Local highways remain closed, and residents of Forks of Salmon have been issued an evacuation advisory. Additionally, smoke advisories have been issued for Forks of Salmon, Klamath Glen, Orleans, and Wichpeck. The Salmon River Complex, a human-caused wildfire burning near Sawyer's Bar, has consumed more than 10,000 acres, and fire crews have the blaze at 45% containment. The community of Sawyer's Bar has been issued an evacuation advisory as well. The sheriff's office responded to a report of a man in Redway who attempted to make a marijuana sale and ended up being robbed at gunpoint. The 37-year-old victim was approached by three men, 31-year-old Alejandro Perez, 19-year-old Jason Lizarraga, and 21-year-old Ryan Francis near a Garberville gas station. They wanted to purchase marijuana from the victim, and he drove them to Redway. After parking near a church, one of the suspects pulled out a semi-automatic handgun, pointed it at the victim, and told him to leave his backpack behind. Later that day, a CHP officer located the suspect's vehicle and conducted a felony traffic stop. A search of the vehicle revealed the victim's wallet and backpack, along with a large garbage bag filled with marijuana. During the traffic stop, a citizen who found a black and gray semi-automatic handgun laying on the roadway on Highway 101 turned that over to a sheriff's deputy. All three men were arrested and booked into jail on suspicion of armed robbery. And it's county fair time in Humboldt. Stephen Walker has more.
The gates open today for the 117th Humboldt County Fair. The festivities begin with an opening ceremony at 11:30 a.m. featuring the Mad River Community Veterans Honor Guard and singer Elizabeth Mabee. The fair will also feature horse racing, including an appearance by Russell Bays, the most winning thoroughbred jockey in North America. The exhibit halls remain open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
Thanks, Stephen. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In just a few weeks, thousands of children across the county will return to school along with teachers and administrators. Dr. Gary Eagles, superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, talked about the changes being implemented to improve the learning environment. And at the top of that list is the fact that kids can't learn if they aren't in school. And in conjunction with local leaders, the district will focus on the Every Child, Every Day, Every Class plan.
Well, I'll tell you, over the last several months, we worked collaboratively with the local court system, the social service system, the district attorney's office, and our local law enforcement under the leadership of the Honorable Joyce Heinrichs, local Superior Court judge, who is very much interested in encouraging students to attend school regularly.
Eagles also said that parents must take school attendance seriously as well, and that begins with the earliest years of education.
We know we can have a tremendous effect on children the younger that the education system is able to work with young children in developing their skills. And we think kindergarten is important. And I frankly would like to see kindergarten be included in the compulsory attendance laws of the state. I think it sends the right message.
Eagles also pointed out that regular school attendance makes for better students, and that better students become better citizens as they grow up. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.